year one and we got our signals crossed.
No, if, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, now go ahead. What you about to say, baby?
Oh, no, I remember you first hit me up when I had did, I think, my first BBW highway scene. I was, like, so fresh on the scene. So I think this is, like, it happened exactly how it needed to happen.
Yeah, because don't get it twisted. When I saw that scene, I said, I need to interview her. She's a star in the making.
Thank you.
Because your look, your sex appeal, and the energy that I felt, you know, from the scene through the screen. Because people don't realize there's energy that's exerted that we feel through the screen when girls film and guys film. And damn, you had my dick rock hard over that motherfucker. I like that.
You're a real connoisseur of the game. I love that.
What was that? But see, also, I've been in the game. So, you know, I also a critiquer because, you know, I was male talent for about 15 years, you know, producing and all that good stuff. So, yeah.
Man, that means a lot to me. I love creating. That's the thing is, like, I've worked for about 5 companies now in the last 2 years, which has been such a blessing. I love everybody that I've worked with. But I've been so intentional along the way because I want it to be the most authentic thing I can create. Mm-hmm. And I'm not like, it's not even about being a perfectionist, but it's like, I want whoever's consuming it to really enjoy it.
But see, that's the whole point of why we do this. You know, period. Like when I came in 2010. Mm-hmm. We wanted to, especially the girls that we worked with, wanted to help them find work. Two, to help them make money with their stuff. Part of that was to make them look good. And yes, it posed me intentional because you are a sex symbol. Let's make this clear. No different than Marilyn Monroe. You know, I can name a couple of them. I just can't say
I'm talking. And Nicole, all the
yes, names. Yes. And part of that is the look. Part of that is the persona in the whole nine. And also, it's who you work with, who you shoot with, and all that. Like, I tell girls, who you fuck on camera isn't part of your brand. You know, period. Especially when it comes to men, because, yeah, our name is made off of who we fuck. Her name ain't made off of that.
It's so true, though. Like, honestly, I've done some dope-ass collabs. Like, a lot of the time, though, people, like, I feel like I keep a lot of same people in the rotation, but I'm not tripping because they're such amazing people. You know what I mean? There's never any bullshit about them. Nobody complains about them out here. But the chemistry is fire. You know, they care about their work just as much. I want you to care about work as much as me.
Yeah.
Not about being popping, not about, I mean, like, you have to care about your ambiance and your presentation and how you look and take care of yourself, but it's like, you doing this for, like, the love of the game, not just, it feels good to be known out here, you know what I mean? Like,
because
they want to thrive from this.
Yeah, people getting mixed up. When they look at the content creators, and they see the OnlyFans girls and all that, they consider that, yeah, that's real, we want reality. We want real fuck. We want real this, real this. That's not real. Because what I mean that's not real is that it's no authenticness. It's not authentic. You know, mm-hmm. What we do is authentic because we're creating a fantasy. They're just fucking. It's a difference. And that's the difference between content creators and porn stars. That's the difference between the girls that's on OnlyFans and this sexy lady. Because she makes porn. She makes scenes, you know, period. She moves as a sex symbol. Because them pictures you sent me was fire. I was like,
man, thank you. I'm not even trying to, like, blow smoke on my own ass. I, like, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Nothing has to be, like, super extravagant all the time. But it's like, when I come up with shit, like, I came up with that whole scene. The photographers from Sacramento. Where did you get
the snake?
So the girl, she's so dope. I've been following her on Instagram. She's a snake handler. Like, she just has hella snakes, and she's a creative director. She lives in Sacramento. I live in Bay Area. Mm-hmm. I just drove over there, and then, like, I told the photographer, I'm going to have a snake, okay? Like, just so you know, I sent him a picture of it. Mm-hmm. And then we bring the snake, and he's just like, oh, shit, I'm hella scared of that. What the fuck? And then, like, my person that came with me to the set, to my best friend, they were like, I'm going to stay across the room. You're crazy. And I'm just like, no, but it was, and let me tell you something. My whole life I've been scared of snakes, but that day, I don't know, it was like I wanted to like cross a bucket list, go off for myself and do that shit. But that photo shoot, like, has brought me like really amazing company work. Like, I work with BBW Adventures, and then I worked with it.com, and like, they've told me, like, specifically BBW Adventures was saying that that photo shoot, like, that was what gravitated me towards them, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, I catapulted into their attention span, which means hella much to me, because I was just like, I just came up with that. Like, it was just some, it was like, I wanted to incorporate it into something. I don't know. It was, like, for my birthday.
But see, the reason why, because I keep telling everybody, ladies need professional pics. If you want to take this business seriously, I don't care if you're an influencer, female podcaster, whatever. Professional pics make people take you more seriously because they know it's professionally done. That means you either spent some money or you are money. You know, period. Let's keep it, not everybody might be pretty, but not everybody photogenic. Not everybody know how to model, you know, period. Not everybody know how to, you know, especially on the BBW side, a lot of girls don't know how to pose. You know how to pose. I'm sitting there
looking. It's hard for me to do facials. That's my hard thing. Doing my face, everybody's like, you need to look more sexy. And I'm just like, bitch, I'll. Like, I'm trying. Like, it came from BBW Highway. He's the one that told me, he's like, you need to just work on your face. But not in a disrespectful way. I like a very straightforward criticism. It's not even criticism. It's just like assistance.
And see, that's what's happening about Ken. Ken, he ain't going to sugarcoat. He from the same ilk as me. Me and him came in at the same time. We didn't sugarcoat. We told you the truth. Like me, I wanted girls to give expression, whether it was that. Or you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because a facial expression can make the picture even better. You know, and that's part of being a model. That's salesmanship. You know, period. It's the little things that help us make more money and gain bookings because they look at that. Because a lot of these companies do pretty girl pictures. So they not only want you to be able to fucking suck, they also want you to be able to look good in the outfit and be able to pose in it. You know, period. Right. Because the pictures is the advertisement. The video is the money. You know?
Right.
So, and you do very good.
Thank you so much. I needed to hear that. Thank you.
Now, so with that being said, smokers, how y'all doing? Welcome to the Smokers Lounge. Award nominated Smokers Lounge. And for some bad reason, I keep getting more nominated as it goes because I keep bringing nominated people on. So, hey, how y'all doing? I'm Kavanaugh, the Southern Champ, a.k.a. the Porn Rap Star. Y'all know what to do. Find all my links with one link, allmylinks.com/pornrapstar. Also, three sponsors to tell you about. The first one being the Facebook and LS community, lsworld.com. Next up, the hottest adult magazine in the game, RodSizzleMagazine.com. And after that, award-winning, award-nominated. They give you a little bit of voiceover with this month, and they even have virtual reality, which is also nominated, and hopefully by the end of this weekend, be winning. I'm talking about none other than BlushErotica.com. We're a proud member of the GW District Black Podcasting Network. So go over to shop, gwdistrict.com, and do some shopping, why don't you? Also, check me out 5 days out the week in the mornings at fullswapradio.com. Also at skyhawkafterdarktv.com, as well as the BGP LLC app. Now, I'm going to sit back and let this gorgeous, tattooed, sexy, thick, freaky lady from the West Coast introduce her sexy ass to y'all.
Hi, my name is Jaden Venus. You can find me everywhere. You can find me on X videos under the Jaden Venus. Instagram, your Jaden Venus. Twitter, Jade XXX Ways. And my OnlyFans, Jaden Venus. Everything is going to have Jaden Venus linked into it. Just Google me. You can just Google me and all my links will also come up.
Oh, yeah. So the hardest part for girls for my days is they can't take criticism. Because you said that Ken gave you some criticism. How important is it to get criticism from the producers that you work with to make you better?
It's essential. Then, you know, this is the thing, is I feel like a lot of people, I don't know if that's an age thing, mm-hmm. but I've always been a person, even though I'm a Virgo, I don't mind listening to criticism because I like realism. And a part of growing up in general and wanting to be better at anything you're doing is to not be dysregulated by somebody telling you something that you didn't necessarily want to hear. Mm-hmm. You can't be, you know, in shambles and disarray over somebody telling you, hey, this is supposed to actually really make you feel better. Nobody's necessarily trying to tear you down. Not everybody's going to be consistent with the way you want to hear things. But you got to take your emotions out of that. And it's really a part of growing up. A lot of people can't hear certain information or approaches without, you know, feeling dysregulated or feeling like reactionary, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, you got to get over that shit. If you can't get over that, you're not going to excel.
Yeah, because I see
interesting. And it's just taking in perspectives from all over the place. It's not even necessarily like the only way to do shit, but this person is seeing something that can definitely contribute to your betterment.
Because even, because I even hear this now when, like, I know Mos Def, he recently said something about Drake, saying Drake is pop and it's hip hop. Is that when we give criticism or opinion, people take it as hate. It's not hate. We're giving you criticism. And sometimes that criticism helps you become a better artist. You know, you just got to get out of your head and don't take it personal. And that's where a lot of girls fall, as well as men, fall short in this business. Is that when someone give them a criticize them or try to give them some type of knowledge, they feel like, I don't need to hear that. Who the fuck are you to tell me this? Even though the motherfucker might have more experience in it than you, you know, period. So what's some of the things that you learned from being in the business so far? And then we'll get to how you got in the business.
Some things that I've learned, a lot of it has to do with what we just established, is just learning to listen to everybody's perspective without having to have an opinion. Just listen to it. Take into consideration, like, that's really what's helped me do better over time, is not, it's not even about being open-minded, it's just to not overprocess what anybody is saying. Like, listen to it and think about it, but don't be ready to, like, prove it wrong or prove it right. You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but that's such an important skill that I've been able to use for, like, life in general. You know, so that learning really what I want to do and what I want to make out of everything. I feel like the first year that you do this, you think that you're going to catapult into certain spaces and shit, like, super quickly, and things don't always happen the way that you want. Like, there's companies I've asked to work for, they not correspond or care, but I'm not here to talk about them specifically, but it's like, you know, I felt like I was not as successful because I wasn't working for them, but then I had to, like, go back and be like, no, you're successful in hella other shit. Like, this is not a definitive thing. It doesn't mean that it won't happen, but it's also like, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to keep feeling bad about it? Are you going to not feel like you're worthy or you're less of a porn star? Because that's not bad. Because they don't invalidate me or anything like that, you know? And but just
it's good
being more fluid and shit.
It's good that they haven't, because what ends up happening is once you done them, they might call. They might not call you again. You feel me? Girls must understand. Ladies must understand. Guys ain't got to worry about it so much. Yet can't do all the companies in the first year. I've seen girls do. That was the bullshit that girls did back in my day. They get in the business. They shoot with everybody in the first year.
Mm-hmm.
And I then apologize. All of a sudden, no, you good, baby. And all of a sudden, the next year, they ain't no work. And see, back then, they wasn't smart enough to do content like y'all niggas are now. They was all about the escorting. Porn for them was to boost their escorting. You know what I'm saying? I know we had that conversation. We keep it real here. And that's the biggest thing that I tell females, moderation. Concentrate on your content. Don't worry about the paid companies, because I'm here to tell you, I talk to these motherfuckers. They listen to this podcast. I have talked to the Hall of Famers. They wait till you're white hot. Not red hot, white hot, to where you are marketable to them. That's the key. because a lot of females don't understand, you know your worth, but it's different between what you consider your worth and what they consider your worth is. And you got to get to the level to where they consider your worth. You feel me? Because you, how the hell you going to tell a billionaire he'll know what the fuck he's doing?
Right.
See how we're dealing with Trump. Can't nobody tell Trump shit.
Right.
You know, you can't get Vince McMahon. I can go down the list of any billionaire you can say. You, how are you going to tell them they don't know how to run a business? They make $1 billion. So you're telling these old white men they don't know what the fuck they're doing because they didn't book me. But they're making money every day. It's a reason, because they picked the girls that is white hot. Plus, it's certain aesthetics and looks. We don't need to go into all that. We all know this, you know, period. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't want to go into, we done had this conversation too. They didn't want the BBWs at the goddamn table to begin with. They had no fucking choice because these women was killing the game.
Right.
Not to anybody. BBWs make more money than skinny women. Prove me wrong.
BBWs make so much money. Like, that's why, like, when people be, you know, I know everybody, like, right now, everybody's at ABN and stuff. And I know everybody has conniption fits regularly about the awards and BBWs being in the category, this and that. Regardless of the awards, not to say that they're insignificant to your work or anything, what are you going to do about it? What, how are you going to keep getting paid? Like, you have to make sure that you're always going to get paid. Like, it's not that awards are insignificant or anything like that, but you have to just keep your momentum going regardless. Like, it is an important, it feels so good to get an accolade for something, but don't forget that you're doing this for a living. This job is a risk in general, even though it's legal, like doing porn is legal. It's still such a risky job. We face banking discrimination, housing discrimination, all that shit. Make sure it's fucking worth it in the end. Don't just feel like your work is significant because of this one thing. Make sure you're getting money. Like, make sure all of that shit is working out. All of your ducks are getting in a row.
See, as she talks, she's becoming more sexy as she speaks, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just letting you know. I keep telling these ladies, they got a fucking brain. Respect it. They got a brain.
Thank you. Well, I mean, like, you know, I feel like it's so, like, I know it feels so good to be taken seriously by certain people. But you know what? At the same time, if certain spaces aren't welcoming us or whatever the fuck, that doesn't mean we don't get money.
Amen.
Like, I've been, and this is even crazier, like, I was way skinnier when I first started. I felt like 40, 50 pounds lighter. But I make more money now for some reason. Like, I'm making the most money now, whether it's from fetish shit, fetish sessions I do, like my content, whatever the fuck it is, it's working. I'm not going to keep, you know, gaining weight or doing whatever just to do whatever. But it's just like, you know, things fluctuate with your life. Like, you change, like, just like life changes, your body changes, all that shit. But nobody can tell me that I can't do any better. Like, my bank fucking sent me a thank you email for the month of December. They were like, thank you so much for doing business with us. Nobody can tell me.
When the bank sent you a thank you letter. Thank you.
They sent me a thank you email, and then, like, the fucking branch manager sent me a thank you thing, and I was like, what? And then I was telling my best friend about it, and then they were just like, probably because you just deposited hell money, like, in the bank. Like, that's probably why, because you did so well this last month. And I didn't think about it. But then I had to, you know, a lot of people were, like, telling me, they were like, you should be thankful, you know, because you've been making it happen, big or not. Like, I don't see myself as being big as, like, a barrier to anything. I'm like, no, that makes you special. That makes you, like, that makes you so fucking valuable.
Is they don't want to be big. It sounds funny as fuck, but it's the truth. It's like I tell somebody, the pick me don't never get picked.
Right.
I hope y'all heard me on that. The pick me never gets picked. It's the one that don't even want it, ain't even thinking about it. She the one that gets it. Because sometimes it's good to be it. What's the word? Ignorance is bliss, as they say. because sometimes not knowing the seriousness of it. Just like I never thought I would ever get nominated for AVN. I got nominated. I'm still shook. Now, man, I'm going to say it again until I'm blue in the face. I thought it was going to be my dick that got me to AVN. No, it's my mouth.
That's amazing. It's all a combination of shit.
So let's go back into the time machine, ladies and gentlemen. What got Miss Venus into the porn business?
Man. Oh, my God. So I was just like, I already had an OnlyFans. I was honestly, this was in like, on 420, 2021, I had like, linked up with this rapper.
Wait a second, hold on. Before she starts,
I'm not gonna say names, but he was like, "Why don't you
take my glasses off?" She said, "Yeah, 420, 2021." For you tarot card readers, you know them numbers, right?
Yeah. Okay. Somebody needs to tell me. Like, I'm into. I love astrology and like tarot and all that stuff.
Sacred tarot on YouTube. I love her. I watch her shit. Every time the tours come on, and she be spot on.
I love that.
So you was fucking this rapper. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it was so random. And then like he asked me if he could record it. I was like, yeah, for sure. Ironically, this I never talk about who anybody is, but I was like already hella euphoric. I'm like, this is like the best day ever. Like I really fucked with him, music, like his music, all this shit. I was having the time of my life. And I was like, yeah, sure, I don't care. Go ahead. And then he was like, we could also make shit for your OnlyFans if you want. And I was like, that's hella crazy. But he was just like,
why you already had OnlyFans.
Huh?
You already had OnlyFans.
No, I took it down. I took it down.
Okay.
But I took it down, not because he told me to. He was down. But I just took it down because I ended up getting kind of close to him personally, and I just didn't want it to affect him in the future. I'm just really, like I said, I'm very intentional. Like, you're not a porn star. You're just like, you know, I didn't say who it was or anything either, but just because he has a very distinct voice also. So I just didn't want like all of that getting mixed up.
Yeah.
And just mostly for his own discretion. So then I was just like, for real? He was like, yeah. He was like, you're already working. Like, you know, you're already an escort. Like, you taking hella risks. This is something that you could do that could make me take you less risks. Or you could move differently. You could do things. You can escort differently. You can have more of a you can be more selective. Like, he wasn't even trying to, like, get nothing.
He's actually being 100% honest. Because that's what girls did that came in the game. But at the time I came in. And that was for a minute. You content trade. Don't fuck for free, nigga. And pay me, goddamn. They did porn to boost their escort. So then go to New York, DC, Minnesota, shit, Idaho. Yes, shit. I heard about Idaho, ladies and gentlemen. I digress. Ever heard of a land?
They
what do you call it? A lounge lizard? Truck stops. Stop playing with the people. I know my shit. But go ahead, baby.
I love it. No, he like, you know, he was just telling me, he was like, you can be more selective, but you can also make hella money. Like, he's like, look how good you look. Like, he was playing it back. He's like, you need to do this. He was telling me that he's already, like, locked in with porn stars, this and that. And I was, like, just taking it in. And he was like, and then he, like, hit me up later on when I had gone home or whatever. And he was like, do not forget what I said. Do you even remember what we were talking about? Like, because we were really fucked up. Like, we was hella faded. And I was like, no, I remember everything. I have a very good memory. And then, like, he kept telling me about it. He's like, don't forget it. Like, we made hella videos that I have on my phone. And he has hella videos of me. We, like, was just making all these videos. And then I was just like, you know what? I'm really finna do it. We just stopped talking or whatever. We grew apart. But I kept pursuing everything. Like, I immediately, he always wanted to give me, like, the most clutch advice. It wasn't, like, he's not gaining anything out of it. He was just like, I really feel like this is perfect for you. Like, he's like, you have a bomb aesthetic. You're confident.
Yeah.
You're unique. Like, this is needed out there. He's like, I've been going to AVN for, like, 4 years, girl. Like, you need to get in the field. And I was just like, okay. And then, like, I just you know, a few months later, I was finally ready, and I emailed Ken. I emailed a couple people, but Ken was the one, like, me and him talked.
Yeah, and how did you run across BBW Highway?
I emailed him because I just went on a bunch of these sites and I hit, like, you know, become a model, but they don't really be caring about that. They'd rather you just Twitter DM them.
Yeah.
But you know, I didn't really have hella shit. I didn't have hella followers yet. I only had like a few thousand. And then I was working with a creator here locally, and I was making hella content at that point. I was making like longer videos and shit. But I was finally ready to, you know, work in the beginning of 2021. No, not 2021, 2022. And then I did my first video, I think like February 4th or something like that. It was the first week of February. First week of February in 2022. And I did my first video with Don P. Everybody loves that video so much. To this day, when people book me, they're like, can you put your hair up like that? Do you still have that outfit? So I got like multiple of that outfit. Mm-hmm. And I have those same bubbles that I put in my hair because everybody still asks for it to this day. I'm like, that's so crazy. It just threw that shit together because Ken was like, yeah, don't wear that outfit because it's showing too much. You want to like have something that you take off slowly that isn't hella revealing already in the beginning, so you're not like just naked. But that's just how I do things. And then I was like, okay. So then, you know, I also took that tip in, like, you want to, you know, undress yourself like slowly and all that.
I mean, some scenes you don't need to go completely nude. It's how can I put this? Like I said, he comes from the same school as me. It's about the seduction, the sex appeal, and the fantasy. You know, period. Mm-hmm. Like, when you see in the movies, they don't get completely butt naked. Like, like, if you watch Tubi, goddamn, the skirt pulled up, tits out. He banged it from the back.
But that's hot.
Yeah.
Like, and you know what? Fans love that shit. You know, like, the viewers love that stuff. Like, I have people tell me, they're like, oh, you don't actually like have to take off your whole outfit every time. Like, I like to see it on. So many people say like, oh, don't take it off, it's cute. Can leave it on, it's sexy, whatever. Yeah. So I loved it. You know, like, they're paying for shit. I'm not, you know, saying I'll do anything for some money, but it's like, no, I love to hear what people have to say. Yeah. I want it to be fire. And plus it's like, I'll leave something on, you know. I do that a lot for my content. They always want me to leave a little something on.
Yeah.
I look at girls' stilettos, I'm like, damn, she looks hella fine. Or her pleasers, whatever it is, whenever somebody getting fucked.
Yeah, because like I said, we're presenting a fantasy. And if you're going to present a fantasy, especially if you're doing role play scenes, or as we like to call Gonzo. So straight fuck scenes, so y'all understand, it's wall to wall. I don't know why y'all think Gonzo is fuck scenes. No. But back to my point. If you got a storyline, and let's say we in the office, are you really gonna have time to get butt naked?
No.
Yeah, I mean, straight up. I mean, people gotta be realistic about it. And like I say, it's just what happened was the oversaturation of OnlyFans changed how fans began to view porn and how porn was being shot. Because now it's like some of the male times like to say, TikTok porn, but I digress. So,
I mean, I honestly love to hear this. It's just a way, like, I don't take offense to anything, but I don't know why I'm telling you that, but like, I love hearing this perspective. I love hearing vets' perspective on anything.
Yeah.
I respect it. Man, people also, like, the thing that I can't stand about OnlyFans is, like, I feel like so much elegance has been lost of this whole thing. Like, I feel like, you know, let me be honest with you. When I entered porn, I was like always thinking about specific people that I thought were so beautiful. And they are to this day. Like, I still look up to them. I still fuck with them. Like, there's nothing wrong with them. But that is what I envision a porn star to be. And that's what I wanted. And then I'm growing into everything, and like, I'm entering spaces and meeting all these new people. And I'm like, man, this is so messy and embarrassing. Like, this is not what I wanted it to be. You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking about, like, messy crap you see on Twitter, like,
yeah,
complaining, you know, anybody sounds like they can just call themselves a porn star. Like, I mean, whatever, if you want to call yourself that, that's fine. I'm not trying to gatekeep anything. But it's, like, I looked at it like a certain elegant way. Like, I don't know. Like, it had... It was just so seductive. It was, like, I don't know, like, people had, like, this super tantalizing appearance. I just feel like... OnlyFans is just makes anybody throw some shit together.
Because I tell people that we're going to get back on topic because I'm loving this show. She's going to be coming back. We'll get to that in a minute.
Thank you.
Is that what happened was porn lost its sexiness. Because once again, we got to... It's about clout porn. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. The reason why we... For example, it was a rarity that you saw anal sex. Honestly. Now, it's part of the course. Rare do you see BDSM? Part of the course. Rare do you see gangbangs? Part of the course. You feel what I'm saying? The shock value was gone because of OnlyFans, because anybody can do it. Thus, because anybody can do it, now we want to top each other. You know, period. It's about that clout. Once again, clout. When I came in, it was about money. I need to make this DVD. I need to make it good so it can sell in Budapest. Fuck the United States. Budapest, Ireland, Dubai, Germany. I don't need to digress. The girls did the shit so they can go to Germany and make money from the military base. Stop playing with me. Now, smoke that.
Right. But I'm like, you know... It's so crazy to me. One of my biggest inspirations was, I remember the night before my birthday, before my last birthday, before I was officially in the porn industry, I was in San Francisco. See, I have like the most exquisite memory. I was in San Francisco and one of my clients' high rises, and he wanted to watch Victoria Kings. And I was like, this is my favorite porn star. Like, this makes me want to go do porn today. Like, yeah. I'm about to leave here and email people. I don't know what the fuck I got to do. Like, it was just, she's so beautiful, so inspiring. Looks so, just like her skin, everything, her performance. She loves, you can tell she loves what she does. Ain't no cap, ain't nothing. Like, she's not just doing this just to create some shit, just to get another sale through. Like, she is so beautiful. Everything she does is so fire. Like, it was inspiring. And then I came in and I was like, oh my God, this OnlyFans culture is some other shit. I was like, oh my God, I had an OnlyFans, but I wasn't entrenched into the community. You know what I mean? Until, like, I made Twitter and all that stuff, which is essential to being, like, a porn star, creator, whatever you want to be. Twitter is so essential to, like, the industry, but I was like, wow. Like, it was crazy.
So, shoot. So, you shot with Ken, Don Prince, legend. Uh-huh. Shouts out to him. I'm going to get him on the show one day. He on my bucket list. And this is somewhat different than what you did before, because I know how Ken shoots. We come from the same hill. He shoots at the studio. Actually, in some cases, let's keep it 100. He's a prerequisite to fucking Plumper Pass. And a couple other companies. I digress. Trust me, same ilk. I done shot for him, so yeah, same ilk. How much did you learn from shooting? Because not only did you shoot with a skilled, legendary producer, shot with Don Prince, who's also a legend as a talent. And this is porn shoot, not we just fucking, it's speak to it. Like, walking in, was you nervous? What's some of the things they do to make you feel comfortable? And the filming aspect of it. How was it different from working with your rapper buddy or anybody before him for that moment?
It was crazy. Like, I was so scared. I don't know why. Like, I was just, you know, because anytime I do something new, meet new people, whatever it is, I'm nervous. Yeah, I mean, I'm a very confident person, but I don't know why. I have, like, kind of social anxiety. But I know you can't tell right now, but I couldn't sleep the night before. I was very excited. I had all this, like, shit playing. Ken made me very comfortable. He's just very chill. I just love how he's, like, goes from point A to point B to point C. Mm-hmm. And he took my pictures. He just told me how to pose, this and that. Don came in super polite. We just got to it. I was not ready for like how fast everything goes. Mm-hmm. Not like it was too faster and I couldn't keep up, but it was just like the fucking is so intense. Like it's just like bam, bam. Like it, I have never, I'm not gonna say I've never been fucked like that before, but it was just like, you know, learning to do like, okay, we, how much time do we have? Okay, we got 5 minutes in. Okay, we got 8 minutes in. We got 15 minutes, 17 minutes in. We need to try to make it to 20, 25, 30, you know, whatever the goal is. So just learning, like, the don't overthink and be in the moment. Because, you know, my first scene, it was fucking amazing. It was real shit. But I really overthought it. And now performing is so much more of a breeze. I could just come in and, like, whatever you need me to do, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to overthink it. But, like, it was that. Because if you're just sitting there and you're like, oh, my God, has it been 6 minutes? You know, you can't do that shit.
Oh, nah. But see, the thing about it is what it taught you is, and what people... The biggest misconception is it's easy. We just walk in and we fuck. No.
No.
Yeah.
You be taking it and you're like, oh my God. Like, cause you know, they like the men have to exude their talent, their size, whatever it is, you know, the things, the elements that make them special and unique, and the shit has to sell. It's going to feel crazy. It's going to be crazy shit. You kind of have to be ready for that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I had to, like, we had to, like, take a little break. But most of it was smooth sailing. It just, you know, went from here to here to here. It was great.
And see,
I learned a lot.
And see, with y'all, it's because y'all need center attention. Y'all have to learn how to work the camera. You know, period. Know when to look at the camera. When not to look at the camera. You know, it's a methodical type thing that you're filming. It's also when you're working with a male talent, now it's a dance. Because it's our job to steer her in position to look good. You know, period. And everything. Because, like, for example, you might have your hair out like that. You're going to town giving head. I got to use my off-camera hand to move it out of her face.
Right.
People know why I broke that down. I done broke it down on other shows. I don't need to go back to it. So, with you... After that, what was your first paid gig?
It was actually BBW Highway. I shot for him a bunch of times. I shot for him 3 times, also paid. And then I worked with, who else did I work with after that? I had worked with some company, like a European company, and I did a collaboration with a model here and we sent it to them. Mm-hmm. And then oh my gosh, you're really making me rack my brain for everything. I'm trying to fill in the third. I work with Red Bottom Productions. I work with them afterwards. Yes. I work with
Mr. Red Bottom.
Have you had him on here yet?
Oh yeah. Yeah, he might have him on the smoker's lounge. But see, it was his fault. Because he wanted to have my buddy, Miss Rizzy, and Spanish Barbie. And he wanted to show some tits. I said, oh, well, I guess it's going to be a premium smoke room team.
Oh, my gosh. He's good people. Dante's great.
I love what he's doing. I love what he's doing. For sure.
Yes. He had me. By the way, I worked for Ken like several times in between then. Mm-hmm. Also, it wasn't just like.
No, you're going to keep going back to Ken. He'd be a fool not to have you come back.
Thank you. He's the best. I just worked with him in December right before Christmas. We worked on the 21st. I worked with Dante the first couple weeks of July. See, me hitting you with all these dates. Of this last year, I flew to Orlando, had never been to Orlando. I did my first content house. I hosted it with Omaya. And then Rizzy was there. Devin Drills was there. There was KDR. Dawn Grammer. God, I don't want to like go each one by what Spooky was there, like, because I don't want to forget anybody. But there was so many people, like, there was a lot of people there. So much shit got done. It was great. It was really great.
So shoot, so with you shot who you shot with, how do you choose the male talent that you work with? I ain't worried about the female talent. I know how that should get chose, so I ain't gonna ask all that. Cause they careful about the push they eat, but digress. Got to be a vibe too. Digress now. But dudes, what do a guy have to bring to the table? This is whether this is a content creator or an established porn star. What do they have to bring to the table for them, not a paid gig, content trade?
For honestly, I want to see you work as passionately with BBWs as you do non-fat people. For that, I don't want it to be like something you're just trying out. I mean, like, you could get into it, but I want to already see you seasoned in that. Honestly, like, that, I want to see you on some creative stuff, because I really want to do more creative, like, role-playing, all that fun stuff, like, create a set together, have a storyline. Like, I love that. I also love just going into fucking. Like, that's no big deal, but I want to see whatever you're best at. I wanted to see if it aligns with things that I'm looking for. I really care about camera work also, like, I don't mind hiring a camera person, but I already have my own cameras. If you can, like, if you're also comfortable with holding them and using them. Really, I really just care more about the outcome of everything and also you having a good enough audience. All of this sounds like it's a lot, but it's really not a lot. It just needs to be worth it. Like, when we shoot something, like, I want to take some pictures, some shit that we can post, like, anything promo, so we can cross-promo it on sites. That doesn't just have to be, like, you holding my tits or something.
See, that's why I go back to your brand is also who you fuck. Because it's not just whether he can fuck good on camera, it's also, does he market? Does he fit my brand? And see, a lot of females don't think like that. Just keep it 100. They think with their pussy, they see a cute dude with a big dick, and they run with it. He may not shot one BBW and thought about it. I done seen a girl pay established male talent $500 for a scene. You know, he ain't retweeted shit.
Because they'll be like, oh, you pay me, I don't gotta do shit. It's like, well, you don't have to. But at the same time, like, people really think just because they gave them some money that they're gonna do whatever they want. No, people really be fucking some shit off.
Yeah. Because to me, it's kind of like, I mean, don't get it twisted. A dude can't be typecasted. And the reason why I say that, because also, I tell females to think on this level. In my situation, I use me. Ain't use nobody else, me. I broke in the game, made my money, and even turned some people onto the BBW side of things. I mostly work with BBWs. Why? Because they were the ones that wanted to do content trades. Skinny girls want to get paid. You know how hard it was for me to shoot a skinny girl? Because when they go down my Twitter feed, you see big girls. I had a name of video. Yes, I fuck skinny girls. And it was a skinny girl.
Oh my gosh.
No, because I had girls like, do I fit what you actually like? I hit you up, bitch. Because sometimes you can't hear it. It's just like a female, like, I mean, I don't know all the colors you work with. Let's just say all you work with are black dudes. It may not be your fault that all you work with black dudes, because then the only people that hit your ass up.
That's what I tell people. Like, people will be like, do you ever fuck white guys? And I'm just like, I'm not opposed to fucking with anybody. Like, I would love to make content with, like, an Asian dude. Like, nobody has hit me up, and, like, they're not prevalent in our industry, sadly. Like, you know, I'm not saying, like, they can't be or they shouldn't be or there's a reason why they're not. But I'm just saying, like, I literally want to work with anybody that's dope to work with that is going to do dope shit. Mm-hmm. I want it to be fire. But, yes, a lot of black men always want to work with me. And, like, that's no fucking problem. Like, I don't have any issue with that. And, like, you know, I want to do hella shit. Like, I want to do, like, a, you know, a threesome with like another, like with a black girl and whoever else. Like, it's not just like I want to work with dudes. That is one way. You know what I mean? Like, I want to collaborate on hella different stuff.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, don't get it twisted. The more a girl do, the more money she makes. I hear some girls say, I would never fuck a white dude. I'm like, okay, I understand it's your preference, but.
But we're talking about some money. Like, we're not talking about what you want.
Yeah, you know, but see, two, you came from the escort world. So you're talking about a female that's coming in and let's keep 100. With escorting, you can't be picky for so much. You know, period. Actuality, I advise you to escort. Do not put in your ad no AA, because.
That's so out of pocket.
If you go down to ad and see no AA, you about to get paid.
Honestly, though, we're not even going to, like, get into that. Some men be like,
yeah,
that's what I like to see. That makes me like you more. Like, you don't like them? Me neither. Like, that's sick. But it's true. It's true. But see, it's so funny. And a lot of the porn star girls tell me they like my mindset because I'm so business oriented. Yeah. But it's like, well, I came from like 304 worlds, so I'm already thinking, like, I'm more money oriented. Like, people will be like, I can't work with nobody. I can't, like, I wouldn't want to, like, be attracted to in real life. And I'm like, oh, well, the thing, like, people have fetishes for shit that you could be missing money out on because you, I guess, weren't introduced to the game in the way that I was, so you're not seeing things a certain way.
Introduced to where work is not personal. These people take personal to work. You get what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
And say, I would not fuck, let's say a black woman or a white woman that sit and say, I would not fuck a white dude or this, that, and third. Nothing against you, I understand it's your preference. But that's preference. Yes, for content, even with content, I disagree with that to a certain extent. I'm like, it's work. Do you think that every female I fucked out of 400 scenes in my fucking career, I would have fucked them off camera?
No.
God damn it.
No.
Yeah, because you ain't gonna feel that vibe with every fucking damn body.
Right. It's true. Like, I mean, I don't even think that I don't ever understand where people even think about that. But I just realized, like, this a couple days ago. I'm like, whoa, like, when people ask for my insight on things and they get all quiet or they don't know what to say, I don't really think they wanted my insight. They just wanted, you know what I mean? Like they get kind of like, oh. Because I told somebody that they were just like, oh, I don't even want to get paid by people that, like, you know, I can't see myself with. And I'm just like, that's so crazy to me. Because, like, this is about, it's not even just about making your fans happy, but, like, I'm not leaving money on the table if it's not crossing anything that I don't fuck with.
Yeah, because it's about making money. So, with that being said, we better have a little fun. So, I'm trying to think of everything I watched on her. So, do we do anal?
I've done it on my OnlyFans with one of my favorite talents, SSBBW Hunter. I've done it with him. I don't do it in scenes because it's kind of like a crazy thing to just like go and do. I have to really get into that shit. Mm-hmm. And most of the people that they pair me with for scenes got big ass dicks, so I'm not ready for that yet. I mean, he has big dick too, but it's just like, you know how porn is. Like I said, it's forceful and quick.
Yeah.
It's very quick. Shit goes by fast, so it's gonna be very spent. I don't know about the pain of it.
Working into, yes. Because people don't realize the prep the girls got to do anal scene. Now that is a conversation that we didn't have it on the show before.
Wow. So
most folks know the conversation about anal prep.
Oh my gosh! A lot of my favorite porn stars though they specialize in anal, and I think because that's also why I really like them, because I want to be able to, like, I love watching them do it.
Yeah,
it's super sexy. I'm trying to get into it, but I enjoy watching it.
Oh, I know you got requests because you got a nice ass, so there you go.
Oh, people ask me all the fucking time, like, do I have any anal scenes? And I'm like, oh, I got two. I'm working on one. But I'm going to do a Valentine's Day theme type scene where I'm going to do anal. So I'm really looking forward to that. I want it to be, like, a focus in the scene. Mm-hmm. Now I know everybody's going to ask me for more anal stuff.
Oh, yes, once you've done it, they want it.
They want it.
You know, period. But that's why I tell females, have variety. You have it, but don't have too much of it because you don't want to bore your fans, you know. So, gangbang.
No, I'm so sorry. Like, that's not my thing. I think it's hot to watch, though. Mm. I think it's so hot, but I can't do it. It's just very intense, but I watch the porn. It's super hot.
No, me, I can never do it. I can't be that dude off the side jerking off. No.
It's crazy. It's really like I really salute anybody that can do it because a lot of dudes that do it, they be soft in the scene. Mm-hmm. So a good gangbang scene, like, that's fire. Because a lot of people look like it's not all, it's really hard for it to be like synchronized.
See, because one, you need to have fluffers. You really do. If you want them to walk on hard. And they got to be good enough to get them to be hard but not bust. Because the difference is, well, pop shots is not necessarily a big thing, just as long as you get some pop shots. You know what I'm saying? Because trust me, you have some dudes, they're going to just bust. It's...
Right.
For some of you ladies, no matter how hard he, y'all get it out of him quicker. Sometimes
I just get a scene. You gotta put dick numbing cream on. I'm sorry.
Hell no.
No, I just did a scene with somebody and they had to put dick numbing cream on because they was just like, you feel hella good. I was just like, wow, like I was so flattered. I was like, damn.
Well, no, it was something I enjoyed. I was glad I wore a condom with her ass. Really? Not because she dirty. No. Y'all missed the point. If I did that raw, I wouldn't have lasted no 30 goddamn minutes.
At least you're keeping it real.
Shit, I can tell by the head sometimes, like, oh, yeah. Nah.
It'd be like that.
Even with the head, whoa. Give me a second.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, really? I was like, am I gonna feel it? They were just like, no, you'll be good. I just really gotta put this shit on. Hold on. And I was like, okay.
Wait, sometimes I got the she 2 minutes in on the head. I'm like, oh, let's do doggy style. Yeah. that's the reason why we switched position that fast, goddamn. No. We got a whole number 20 minutes to do. Yeah, they had me up out the head. Damn, what the hell? Calm down. Like the pickles in your mouth, I can tell you. I'm just
you are so fucking funny.
So how often do you film to keep up with your content and updates?
Professional, like company scenes, I think like every other month I'm getting booked for one. I was supposed to do one today, but honestly, I got hella sick when I was in Detroit. The next day I got hella sick and I was gonna shoot today. With somebody, Ken was going to shoot me and somebody else for our sites, but I didn't make it because I didn't want to be irresponsible. So I would have had that, like, it would have been every month. I've been booked every month for a company scene since October, which has been fucking great, like paid and everything. I shoot content though weekly. I have so much boy girl content. Like, I feel like I'm dropping boy girl every single week on my OnlyFans at least once. I do have some solo shit, but I be doing shit with fans. I be doing shit with like my content partners, and I have hella stuff stocked up from last year still. So I'm like always dropping stuff, and it's so much variety. It's like role play. You know, what was the term that you used for straight fucking that you said was not gonzo? I have a lot of that.
Wall to wall. It was called wall to wall.
Wall to wall. I have a lot of that.
Yeah, because, I mean, even with me, I couldn't do straight fucking. You had to play with your titties, play with a dildo, shake your ass, I had to oil your ass or something. We just couldn't just go straight to the, she giving me head or I'm eating the pussy like, go.
Right.
I hate that shit. I had to. Never did that on my side. Now, for my partner, the girls that he brought, some of them was like, because they didn't want to do role play shit. And I was like,
It's kind of like you gotta get into
turn
it.
Turn off.
Like some people, like if you can't act, you know, it's not really that. It's not that important, but you don't want it to be so fucking awkward where it's just like, oh my god, you know. Because people will say shit. Like, they really, they're like, oh, you look... Because they'll think that you're not enjoying yourself doing the scene as much. Like, you don't... If you're going to do a role play, at least for me, like, people... My fans are like, oh, like, were you enjoying that? And I'm like, was that bad? I don't really ever have people say anything bad. But I was just, like, makes me keep that in mind.
See, that's the beauty of being able to... Well, that's the key to you and the male talent. Developing their chemistry. Now, depending upon how people know different levels we talk about in the business. When you get to the brasses level, that's a little bit more sketchier because you ain't got much time to develop that chemistry. That's gotta be quick. Versus with BBW Highway, something coming you ain't worked with so far, you get a kind of an opportunity to talk to the male talent. Y'all get to interact a little bit, maybe smoke a blunt, you know, take a shot, what have you, rub on his dick, rub on the ass, you know. Develop a little chemistry there, you know, a little workplace flirt. I keep telling everybody this. Porn set flirt, and she really want to fuck you. Y'all need to know the difference.
Right.
I really need to know the difference. But
man, some people be trying to test them waters afterwards. It'd be so funny. I'm like, it doesn't happen really as much with me now. I feel like I'm not quiet. People are like, God, you look kind of innocent now that I think about it. I'm like, no. I just be more like, I'm going with what everybody's on. Some people, like, it will feel so real. They'll be like, wait, was you, like, fucking with me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's happened a couple times.
Oh, yeah. So it's kind of like, that helps with making the scene. You know, if y'all two are able to connect, you know, period. Because even with a role play scene, like with me, we did improv. I didn't write no script. I want you to be you and do how you would do it if you was in that situation. Simple as that. If you was my wife in that situation, you caught me cheating. Okay. You are the type of girl that will cuss the fuck out my ass for that shit and throw a shoe at me. I want that.
Right.
And this shit. And you know, period. That's why I love watching too. But I'm like, yeah, that would make a great porn scene.
Man, it's so borderline, like, it's so true. I've actually thought this while watching Tubi. Now you got me thinking about shit I want to try. Like, I'm going to, like, go right into my notes.
Yeah, because to me is, you do each year, you supposed to do something different, add something to your repertoire. And a lot of these girls don't, you know, period. Like, even to the point of how you make money in this business. Y'all like the transition, didn't you? So... Now, you're a lady that is diverse. Now, I'm going to ask you this question. Because, like I said, we keep it real. Here on the Smokers Lounge, and we talked. And y'all know my history. We go all... We don't sugarcoat shit. How has porn changed your escorting side of the business?
Man, oh my gosh. It's honest. This is, like, sounds so... This almost sounds fake, but, like, it's made it so much more enjoyable. It's also made it really fucking annoying in some instances. Like, because there's a lot of... Okay. I know there's girls that started doing meets more... Like, you know, they really try to do the porn, like, in the sessions and stuff like that. I have, like, porn star experience sessions that we can do. But there's a lot of people that will, like... have raw sex with all these guys, like, you know, with, like, very little testing or no testing, which is so fucked up. I've encountered people that on the crazy side or, like, annoying ass side where they're very surprised that I don't do shit like so and so and so and so does, and they're out here name dropping, and I'm like, yeah, no, like, that's not gonna fly with me. So in that way, like, it's brought some people that really want to fucking do things the way other people do it, and, like, exactly how my scenes, I'm like, you will enjoy yourself as much if we are safe. You know what I mean? Like that's more attractive to... I'm more turned on by somebody that actually wants to be safe about how they go about shit, not just, like, come on, like, let's just do this shit. No, none of that shit. but it's also brought me with people that I didn't know that, like, my work really resonated with them, that they've been, like, you know, fans for a long-ass time. A lot of people, like, watch me on the sideline and then book me, and then, like, they're able to tell me, like, oh, I seen you interview with so-and-so. I seen you work with so-and-so. I seen this one, like, your Nuru video, your Nuru massage video with Finny. Like, I loved it. You know, I seen you work with Gibby the Clown. Like, that was so good. Like, they, and they can actually tell me my scenes to my face. That shit means so fucking much to me. But I've been able, you know, I can charge more now and stuff like that. But it's just, I made content with some of my fans. Like, and they'll sign my paperwork. And it sells really well.
Well, yeah. See, that's one thing that, you know, the hard part with fans. How do you pick the fan?
How do I pick the fan? Okay, so that's like a rapport thing. Like, it has to be over time, because some of these people, like, I gotta really know your vibe. It has to be, you have to already be like a respectful person and not like overly doing too much. You know, I actually asked one of my fans, if he wanted to do a scene with me, but it's because I had seen him like 5 million times at this point. And then, and it wasn't like, he reminds me of Dawn, honestly. And so I feel like that's also like, makes it so much more magnetic, because it's like so familiar. I'm like, dude, you would be so perfect for this. But I let him think about it. He had to think about it. And then we made a scene, and this sold really well on his videos, actually. But he's like super respectful and shit. He's never doing too much. And then he was like, oh, I hope I did good. I'm like, no, it was, you did it exactly how people would fuck if they was into each other, and that was perfect. So it's a case-by-case basis. But I do let my fans record to keep for their personal library.
So I'm going to ask you this, then. Is that more than just a normal service?
Oh, yeah. Yes. It is.
Some helpers charge the same. I mean, this dude just got you on the cell phone.
No, I do have to charge extra. You know what I mean? Like, but also, one of my fans, they're not tripping. Like, they're happy to help. Like, they love enhancing my life and making it better. Like, I have, you know, Nicki Minaj has barbs. Like, my fans are, like, so stuck to me. Like, a lot of them, like, I have a fan, he buys me stuff every single week, like, off my wish list. Like, to a point, like, where my wish list has dwindled to, like, you know, a few things. Like, I have hella supportive-ass people in my life, like, because of porn. It's added value, not just to my escorting, but, like, overall to my life. Like, you know, I can go in my house and, like, this, my fan bought me this one thing. I'm literally laying on sheets that my fans bought me, like, all that stuff. Like, people are so much, they're so generous. I feel like also, like, they're just like, wow. And then when they meet me in person, they're like, and you're a dope-ass person, and you're hella smart, you're hella cool. Like, they want to support me.
And this flex was brought to you by Jaden Venus. So, smoke that over.
You know, it's like, I feel like that's how it should be. You know what I mean? Like, I want it to be that way. But see, they're helping me be great.
They're treating you like a celebrity. That's how porn stars used to be treated.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Man, like, I don't ever go like, you know, like, I'm not even like trying to be a hater, but like, my fans, they'll send me lunch money. Like, the other day, I was in Chicago at the airport, and one of my fans lives in Chicago, and I was telling him, like, oh, I'm in Chicago. I was like, I hope you're having a good day. But he's like, so supportive of me all the time. Like, he's always sending me shit. He's hella positive. Like, he's never, like, freeloading or doing nothing annoying. He sent me money to, like, he sent me a cool amount of money to have lunch. Like, I don't ever, my fans, like, keep me so supported. I don't really have to ask for shit online. Like, they just be doing it for me off the rip. It makes me feel so special.
So, with your escorting, what fetishes have you had? Because I tell people, let's keep it 100, the real money's in the meet and greet when it comes to these fetishes.
Man.
But, you know what I'm saying? So what fetishes are you into, film-wise as well as on that end?
I have a deep throat puke fetish. That's a fetish that I have. And so many guys are, like, into that, or they've never tried it, and they want to try it. So they link up with me, we try it, and they get addicted.
2022, that shit got hot quick. The vomiting.
It's my favorite shit.
It's hot though. But I'm talking about the clear vomit. We ain't talking about the chonky. Now she's talking about the chonky. That's meet and greet shit. We ain't talking about the film shit.
No, that also, I have content of that. I have so many videos. I have a video of me chugging milk and I throw it up on like a big ass dildo. That's like such a popular ass thing that I've made. I didn't even know that people would fuck with it like that. People are crazy.
All you gotta do is go to Clips for Sale and just go down the list, do a video of each one. There you go. A lot of fetishes that is being underground is now becoming mainstream and normal. Right. You know, the puking. Feet fetish was very underground. Now, every girl wants to fucking do it.
Right.
So, how often do you get squashing, face sitting opportunities?
I get that people always ask me to sit on their face, but I feel like they just want to have a pussy on their face. I don't feel like it's, which is totally fine. Yeah. But those crazy people, like I had somebody in North Carolina that wanted me to jump on their face, like jump in the air and land my ass on their face and suffocate them and smother them until they triple tap my leg to get up. And I have a video of this actually. It's such a good ass video. They really want that overly dominant shit.
Yeah.
They want that. And then, I did this session. I did a wrestling session, which is, super crazy, I know. I did, a wrestling session, but then he wanted me to end with, me sitting on his face. I love these fetish people. Like, they're my favorite fucking people in the world. Like, you're so weird and cool.
Mm-hmm. Cause see, I think ladies miss what works for fetish. Personality and execution.
Mm-hmm.
Because the personality gets them in the door. Because, for example, like a guy that wants to be smothered, he looks at her size, the way she's shaped, and if she's cute.
Is that what they look at?
Yeah, that's what they look at. And they just imagine her sitting on his face. So when she comes to town, he books it. You know? Right. And it's also the personality, because this is a kink that they're ashamed of. So they want a female that is going to make them feel good about doing it. That takes personality, motherfuckers.
Right.
It's personality, you know, period. It's because that's along the lines of BDSM, what people don't realize. Mm-hmm. A lot of these kinks and these fashions are normalized BDSM. It's underground. You know, period. I don't give a damn if it's furries, cuddle buddy, all that shit. All that shit is a mental satisfaction. I'm like, so you're talking about people on the face. I'm pretty sure you had someone who wants you to kick them in the nuts. Let's keep it real.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done that. Ooh. I pulled up to this guy's house and he was just like, can you just kick me? Do you have any heels? And I'm like, do you want me to die? Like, I'm like, you want me to jump in some heels and kick you? But he wants,
yeah, they want you to trample them in heels, stilettos. You seen that?
Yes. Yes, they want to pick the shoes. And a lot of people get, really annoyed with these people. They're like, God, they're so fucking annoying. And I'm like, I love them.
No, they're money. Because
they're more loyal. I actually like them. I really fuck with them. As you can see, I'm a hella non-conforming person. I got tattoos on my face, on my hands and everything. I'm not trying to be different. But, anything that is different, I'm, so into it. I'm a lifelong learner. I'm like,
look-wise, you part of the course. Because they would let you, if on the high level, an alternate model. Mm-hmm. Alt porn, stuff like that. So, with that being said, we see you in the BDSM. Are you on it on the submissive side?
Yeah, I'm actually a switch, but it really depends on what it is. You know what I mean? I really consider myself a switch. I am very, I can be very, very submissive. I like it. But I can't just take pain. It has to be rewarded with pleasure in between.
Slap the ass and rub it.
Yeah, something like that, or like, you know, tell me I'm a good girl, good bitch, whatever, and like, yeah, reward me with affection in between, or something that stimulates me in a good way. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how it works for me.
Mm-hmm. See, I know she's speaking to my dom side, but I digress. she, you what I would call a baby girl.
Oh my God, thank you. Yeah,
you would call a baby girl, seriously. Punishment with affirmation.
Yes. Oh my God, that sounds so amazing. See, I can't, like, I feel like people love to feel in control, but it's also like, you know, somebody's trusting you, they do deserve an affirmation of some kind.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I tell anyone this, the submissive has the power because they have to submit. Doms do not choose the submissive. Submissive chooses them. Mm-hmm. Then it's our job as a dom to train them to be the perfect submissive to us. You know, period.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. It's energy exchange. See, people, I'm a real big proponent of energy. You know, period. Porn presents a certain type of energy. Music presents a certain type of energy. Yes, I know I sound like SZA, but I digress.
We love SZA.
Energy. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why when it comes to the filming and the pictures and everything, that energy is sex appeal is energy. So that's why it's like you want men to look at you, imagine you as every type of woman that is to imagine. The more boxes you check off, the more money you're gonna make, you know, period. And everything. And like I said before, fetish fans, fetish customers are way more loyal than porn fans because people don't understand it's a niche there and it's about, like I said before, because everybody can't, it's just like you got dudes that get paid. They can't tell their wife that shit, but they can tell her.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
It's so true. And then also on top of that, it's like they don't know if they can recreate that with somebody else. Like, I've had people tell me, they're like, well, you can tell the difference when somebody actually likes to be like a fetish provider, contrary to somebody that's just saying, yeah, okay, I want the money and I'm just doing it for the first time today just for the money. I just, you know what I mean? You have to, like, you know what I mean? Like, also, I always tell girls, I'm like, you can't just do BDSM blindly with no preface to it. You have to study that shit. You can really hurt somebody. You could disable somebody. You do not want to give somebody a great bodily injury, like, because you just wanted some money that day.
Yeah, because you think about it even to the point where, like...
It's really an art.
Yeah, yeah.
You and know, that's what this all goes back to what we're talking about. Like, all of this shit is an art. Like, so much of this shit is an art. It's an art. It really has value somewhere. Everybody just want to fucking do everything just because they want some money quick or because it makes them feel good to be seen in this light. Like, no, this shit is like, it matters.
Yeah, because a lot, the people that are successful in it love it. And if you love it, that means you're going to want to grow with it. That's why the people that you saw that came out in the pandemic, they're not in it no more because it was a hustle to them. And just it's about the longevity. It's about longevity. It's about being able to make money in 5 years, not one. Because that 1 year you had, year two, you're looking for a job.
You're not giving yourself enough time to even see like the fruits of your labor.
But see, also opening up your mind to do other shit within the business, such as escorting meet and greets, webcamming, shit, custom videos, doing the fetish. You know what I'm saying? Because in this day and age, women have way more ways to make money in this business than men ever will. Because I'm sorry, I keep saying this. The fact, when have you ever heard of a man doing a pussy rating?
Right.
A master boy, wait, y'all say a JOI, it would be a MOI for us. It's just master, you know, I could never sell a video telling a girl how to play with her pussy. She
right.
She ain't gonna book it. So it's kind of like, it's diversifying yourself. But I'm gonna ask you this, and then I'm gonna let you, and then we're gonna get to the end, because I haven't had her on here for a minute. And you know, we got to say something. So, what are you looking for outside of porn to get into?
Like, do you mean out, like, within the adult industry at the same time?
Yeah.
I want to, I honestly want to focus a lot this year on making myself, I want to, like, focus a lot on making, like, you know, reels and shit like that. I know it sounds so ridiculous. It doesn't sound like it's that important, but I'm having to get into, like, understanding that I can't just create something and post a snippet on Twitter. Yeah. I'm trying to learn more about cross-marketing all of my stuff. So I can get the full benefit of having created this shit.
I will say this. Finney has mastered that.
Yes, he has.
Regardless of how some of these, you know, people feel about him, he's mastered.
I love
Finney. He's mastered it.
I love Finney. I made one of my favorite videos. I enjoyed on set that day and working with the male talent with Finney.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I wish I had, he's always telling me, he's like, we need to link back up. We do, because I want to make some reels with him. He's so fucking fun to work with. He's so wholesome. You know what I mean? Like, I want to find more wholesome people to work with.
And see, too, is also what you're looking to do with the business. You know, period. Because it's like, I mean, how can I put this? So people understand what I'm trying to get to on this. Is that the key, I said this before, the porn stars now start to move like the Instagram girls. The reasoning for that, because they're seen with the bad disease. With all this shit, we got all these streaming services popping up. You have Tubi. Y'all done heard the interviews.
Right.
For more opportunities that's outside of porn, they ain't got shit to do with porn, and they're trying to put themselves in line with that. Because let's keep 100. Controversy creates cash anyway. You know, period. Right. So it's kind of like doing that makes you kind of in some ways more marketable, to where it also makes you, for example, you being a female, and this is what Finney probably can never touch. You might can get something from Fashion Nova. You might get something from a company that does plus size. You might could dildo, toys, any of that. Like, there are girls that got their own pussy. That's
right.
I'm just saying. You feel me? It's kind of like putting yourself in line, because the days of a porn star being stuck in porn is gone.
Right.
Shit, they winning. They marrying basketball players now.
It's so true. They're put up.
Yeah.
It's different now. It's a different world. We have, like, you are compelled to put yourself in every single place that you can be. But it's not even just to be seen. Like, I have to remind myself, because this is the thing, is I'm always like, damn, these people are like, it takes so much time to make content and market that shit. It's more than escorting.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, are you saying I gotta fucking work harder? But the thing is, at the same time, I'm like, I make such dope shit. I'm not getting the full benefit of it if I'm not marketing it correctly. So I have to focus on that. Right now, this year, I'm like, okay, what am I gonna do this year? Like, I don't even know yet. Because I did so much shit last year without even planning it. I was just like, I'm gonna just do this. So I got so much done, and it was so fucking good. And I'm so proud of my 2023 that this year I don't know what I'm
doing. You had a strong 20. You had a strong one. Actually, I guess it would be considered kind of your rookie year once you had So you had a very strong rookie year, baby girl.
Thank you. I don't know what to do this year, but I'm going to be at Exotica for sure in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the only thing I can tell you, and I suggest to you as a guy that's betting this, is build the fantasy and build the character Jaden Venus, whatever that may be. Because I tell females, it's getting to the point, let's get back to it. Porn is coming back, ladies and gentlemen. That TikTok shit, that 6 minutes, you hitting it from the back. We fucking in Macy's. The shock porn days are done because the fan base want more now. They done had it. They done seen it. We got it. So I tell any female that want to be serious about doing porn, I need to see you as different women.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I need to see you have to look. The reason why, because it's an old saying, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? You practice.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
If you want to be in Suicide Girls, you take Suicide Girl videos. The point is, you want them to, when they look at you, to imagine, yeah, I could put them in front of my camera. That means everything that they do. That's why we used to have girls do role play scenes. Can I tell you that? Because a lot of those companies that we sent them to, you see Bubba Pass. They have you play a role. They have you certified. Right. Put you in high baby award, don't you think?
They got hella, like, even the companies have TikTok accounts. I'm like, okay, so I really got to be doing this. I got to be applying myself. I made a reel today, and I had two photographers hit me up and be like, when can I get you in front of my camera? And I was like, oh, okay. All I did was, like, bounce my ass for, like, a millisecond. Thank you. But it's not even just like, oh, that's easy. That's an easy money, like, you know, an easy play. But it's like, no, this is what I want. It's not even like I keep thinking, because I'm always like, these people just want to do anything to be seen, because a lot of people do. They want to be viral. Mm-hmm. They take the viral route, but I'm like, I'm not trying to take the viral route. I don't want to struggle. I don't want to like go through shit. But it's like, I want to reap the full benefits of the dope shit that I make.
Yeah.
That's what I fucking care about.
Yeah, because
I can't money, you know, at the same time.
Because if you don't realize, it's, you got to have something to come behind that viral moment. Then it was just a viral moment. It was what it was. A moment.
Right.
The moment. They're
going to want you to now fucking Home Depot. They're going to want you to fuck it Safeway. They're going to want, you know what I mean? Like, they want you to fuck while people are walking the dog, walking by. Like you're always going to have to one up that.
Yeah. That's why I tell people, moderation. Can't do everything in the first year. So, right. With that being said, Miss Lady, you know I got to bring you back to this damn podcast, Real Sex Ass.
Please do. You are such a sweetheart.
So you know,
but you're a real one. You're a real one.
Thank you. Thank you. So y'all know the $1 million question. Can I call you a smoke buddy?
Yes.
She say no more. Y'all heard it. She'll be back here on the Smokers Lounge and Premium Smokers. She will become the Premium Smoker because she already got the outfit for this shit, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we on loyal fans, so you know what that means. 5, premium podcast. 3, sexy co-host for you to enjoy. And also, I bring ladies on there. Y'all already know that. You know it gets more candid, it gets more wild, it gets more unpredictable. It gets more crazy, it gets way more honest up in that bitch. And the tits come out, maybe. The dildos might come out, maybe, but you won't know unless you subscribe. You feel me? $25.99 a month. And in the video store, you can actually see me in action and see that everything that I talk about in this podcast, motherfucker, I actually did it. So I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Don't play with me.
Copy.
So with that being said, Jaden, tell everybody what they can spend money on you, baby.
Say that again. I'm so sorry.
See, I didn't talk so much. She was like, she zoned out. Tell them where they can spend money, give you money.
Okay, I'm my OnlyFans. Book me. But honestly, my OnlyFans, you can tip me on my OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. My ex videos, red. I got almost 90 videos on there. I have to upload 5 more videos. I'm about to be at almost at 100 videos on my ex videos, red. You'll find hardcore as fuck shit. I got all types of shit. I got threesomes, everything.
There you go, baby. I know where to go spend that money. And you know we're at the end of a wonderful, wonderful another episode. Grace with the beautiful presence of a unicorn that I've been chasing for 2 years. 2 years.
Thank you, baby.
I found a ring with her sexy ass. You see, I mind fucked her, right? I told you. I can't fuck him on camera no more, but I'm going to fuck him with mentally on this damn podcast. So with that being said, you know how we end these things all day, every damn day. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience? You haven't learned anything. Smoke this over. Say goodbye to him, baby girl.
Bye, guys. Love you all.